32 minutes after the hour. We're going to hold off on the phones. We have a guest on the line. I love meeting new people.
Me too.
Especially when they're full of energy.
Especially when they're nice.
No, yeah. This person's full of energy.
He is full of energy.
Okay, I got to take my time. You guys know I will tear up a name in a second as far as the firm is concerned. This is, we have Attorney Smith on the line with Polchinski and Smith. Law offices. Good morning, Attorney Smith. How you doing?
Good morning. How's everyone doing this morning?
Doing well, thank you.
How are you?
I can't complain. You know, Terry, I got to tell you, you've got another calling. I was listening to you
there.
No,
don't do that, sir. No.
What'd you think? What'd you think?
Oh, I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was pretty good. Sweet low, sweet cherry.
Hey, we got to start a choir, brother.
I'm telling you, we can do that. Thank you guys for having me on this morning.
Hey, talk to us a little bit about Polchinski and Smith, personal law, and this name. How was that inspired, Oklahoma Law Cowboys?
Let me tell you. You know, we had to think long and hard about that. My partners, Andrew and Ryan Polchinski, and I'm Houston Smith, we are the partners of the Oklahoma Law Cowboys, Polchinski and Smith Personal Injury Lawyers. And we thought long and hard about what would be the appropriate slogan with our law firm. And if anyone's familiar with the Oklahoma history of cowboys, it's strong. Bill Pickett, tenacious, hardworking, and we believe that cowboys work hard.
Yeah.
We are honest, and we are tenacious, and we felt like since we're practicing in the area of personal injury law, we're going to call ourselves the Oklahoma Law Cowboys. So we thought about that. We believe that we should bring justice to injured Oklahomans, and that's been our focus for a number of years. We've got a combined amount of half a century of experience, and our sole practice is personal injury involving automobile collisions, truck wrecks, workers' compensation, premises liability, and medical malpractice. So that's the origin of where we came up with the Oklahoma Law Cowboys, paying a little bit of homage to Bill Pickett and the history of cowboys in the Oklahoman history.
And I like what you did with that because, you know, I'm sitting here thinking about both. I mean, both, if you really think about it, there's a lot of work, a lot of responsibility, a lot of practice, and a lot of presentation.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I think everybody who is familiar with what cowboys do, they protect their interest. Mm-hmm. And we protect the interest of our clients, but most importantly, we also bring a different flair to personal injury. Now we are an extremely diverse law firm. Andrew and Ryan, they're Asian and Puerto Rican. I am African American, and we are the partners. So we bring diversity to a law firm, so we can really relate to our personal injury clients. So I think that's something that's going to be a little different in Oklahoma City.
Can you share a personal story, maybe something memorable, or some highlights to show the firm's dedication and expertise?
You know, I have an interesting scenario. We just resolved a case about a year ago, and I happened to be at the courthouse, and it was an assistant district clerk that happened to see me, and she came from behind the plexiglass and said, "Mr. Smith, it's my understanding that you do personal injury work, and you also do medical malpractice." And I said, "Yes, ma'am, I do." And she said, "We believe something happened to our nephew at the hospital." And started working on the case. Young 26-year-old college student had been deprived of oxygen for a series of minutes and had serious permanent brain injury. And, you know, kudos out to his mother. She was working during the day, turning him and bathing him and taking care of his hygiene at night, and she was just worn to a frazzle. We got involved on the case and worked it up, and we were able to resolve that for a mid-seven-figure resolution of the case. It provided dignity to the family, long-term care for the injured client, And the family really appreciated the fact that, we were there for them. And that's the kind of justice that we believe we're going to bring to our clients. We are tenacious, and we will spare no resources to try to deliver justice on behalf of our clients. So, yes, it was a mid-seven-figure resolution of a case. The mother is now able to have some quality of life.
Sure.
We cannot change the horrific injuries the young man received as a result of this, but we take pride in our work, and that's just one instance in which I'm very, very proud of. The family appreciates it.
Yeah.
You know, when you mention, when you say personal injury, the things that come to mind for me is like car accidents, slips and falls. Of course, you just mentioned medical malpractice, dog bites, what, assault and battery and things or whatnot. Is there anything else that falls in the in those guidelines?
Yeah, we do. And we do workers' compensation.
Workers' compensation
is a real big area here in Oklahoma. And so we also focus on all of the areas that you talked about. But for sure, we also do the workers' compensation area.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one other aspect, and I think Terry touched on that, what makes us different? In this day and time, we all see what's happening within our country. We've got exclusionary efforts to remove diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we talked a little bit about how important diversity is to our firm. And I am a proud graduate of a HBCU, Thurgood Marshall School of Law, Texas Southern University. My father was a All-American defensive end. Back in the day, it was Arkansas A&M at the University of Arkansas, Pine Bluff, the Golden Bears, or Golden Lions, I believe.
Right.
And then, you know, we protect it, improve it, and pass it on. My daughter is a senior at Howard University, and hopefully she will be a proud Bison graduate in May. So we just don't talk it, we walk it, as far as appreciating and connecting with our clients. And so I'm really proud to let you know that, because I am a very proud three-generation HBCU-involved attorney.
Yeah. I really appreciate that story that you just shared with us, as far as that mother taking care of her child or whatever, because sometimes you just don't know, and you're weathering through the storm, and it's almost like with your representation, you guys did a need analysis for them, and then you took care of them with that settlement, you said, with those that seven-figure settlement.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And the life care plan, we had the experts involved to evaluate what it was going to take to provide around-the-clock care for this young man. The numbers were huge, and that's why the settlement was substantial. And again, this was a family that was somewhat adverse to bringing a claim. They really had to prey on whether or not they wanted to actually go after the negligent parties in this particular instance, and they came to the realization they owed it to their child, to their family member, and they owed it to their family to say, yes, Mr. Smith, go ahead and move forward with the case. But they were individuals that really had to prey on whether or not they wanted to pursue that claim.
And see,
I'm really happy they did.
That brings me to my next question is, at what point does someone say, at this point, I feel like I need an attorney?
Let me say this, and I want to correlate this to automobile collisions.
Okay.
It happens every day. It happens often everywhere. And many people have a tendency to just rely on the insurance company to just take care of them. I would disagree that you put your trust in the negligent parties insurance company, because I really don't think they have your best interest at hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you need to immediately contact Polchinski and Smith lawyers, because in many of the modern vehicles, they have what's called an ECM, an electronic control module.
Mm-hmm.
And if it is a significant collision, we need to get one of our experts out there to do a download to find out whether that person was violating the laws by speeding, whether or not he did an improper turn. All of this information is memorialized on an electronic control module. So that's one of the reasons we ask our clients, don't delay. Immediately contact Polchinski and Smith lawyers so we can try to get the right reconstructionist out to the tow yard or the wrecking yard before the insurance company gets a hold of your vehicle, destroys it, and that valuable information that we will need later on is diminished. So my recommendation on these serious collisions, immediately call Paczynski and Smith so we can address those issues. And for sure, if you have a truck wreck, we always have someone go out, do the download of the ECM that's in the truck, so we know whether or not the driver was speeding or whether or not he was operating improperly. And that information is memorialized and saved in an electronic control module. And a lot of people don't do that. They want to talk to the insurance company, make an effort to try to resolve the issue on their own. And by the time they call our law firm, the truck's gone, it's destroyed, and that information does not get to us. So my suggestion is call us immediately. We also help you with your medicals. Oftentimes you will have care providers who say it's been a vehicular collision. We don't accept those types of cases. We've got the right referrals to help you with those issues. So, Lana, I just suggest you call us right off the bat and let us get to work for you.
Yeah, I'm looking at this here, and I really appreciate your client-centered approach. Explain to us a little bit about that no fees unless you win policy and how it benefits the client.
You know, we think it is patently unfair that if you are harmed by the negligence of another, that you have to go in your pocket to get justice. We believe that we will take care of all of those expenses up front. Obviously, when the case is resolved successfully, there will be reimbursement, but we believe we need to handle all of those necessary things to make sure your case is prosecuted to its best, and we advance those costs. Now, there are times, very rarely, that maybe we are not successful in making a recovery. Well, you don't have to pay our law firm a dime. That's one of the aspects of our concern about our clients, and if we don't win, you don't have to pay us back the expenses that we've advanced, such as, for example, the accident reconstruction, having someone go and do the download. You don't have to reimburse us for that. That just comes out of the resolution of the case when it is successfully resolved. That's just our policy. You know, one other thing about Paczynski and Smith is you will talk to a lawyer, and that's my word. You will talk to a lawyer that will listen to the facts of your case and vet it properly. Mm-hmm. It won't be a sign-up person. It won't be an untrained staff member. You will have an attorney listen to the facts and make an assessment as to whether or not there is a different angle on this case. We've had clients that have been hit by a drunk driver. We then find out that he was intoxicated at a bar or a restaurant. There is a specific legal term called dram shop, and we then go after the bar because they have certain requirements to ensure that its patrons and its clientele don't leave those establishments intoxicated and cause harm to innocent Oklahomans. And so when you talk to a seasoned lawyer like you have at Paczynski and Smith, it's those fine nuances that benefit the client. And it also increases the amount of the recovery. So that's one of the other aspects that I make to the listening audience, that you will talk to an attorney.
Yeah. I know one of the things is technology, and things are changing. They're always evolving. So one of the things that I would like for you to touch bases on is how has personal injury law evolved over the years, and what trends do you see emerging in the field?
In all candor, I've been practicing law in excess of 35 years. I know it may not sound like it, but I've been practicing law a long time. And I have seen how the insurance industry has become much more savvy in its approach in trying to derail your good personal injury firm. I mean, personal injury case.
Yeah.
They will do tactics to delay. They will make efforts to work out your case with you, and many times they have no intention of making you whole. And so I am a little surprised that it has changed to where you really just can't, you really can't take the word of the adjusters often. You have to really use a seasoned attorney to promote your claim. And that's changed a little bit. You used to be able to take a person at their word. And if they told you they were going to do something, they would. That has changed in the years of my practice. So you have to be aggressive now. And I think you have to have lawyers that are aggressive to meet them where they take you.
Yeah.
Well, my last question is, how important is it for someone, of course, the client, to keep, you know, everything that's going on in the case or maybe prior to the case between them and their attorney, you know, and not post everything on social media or maybe sharing text messages and things or whatnot?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know that social media is the thing to do right now, but we believe that once these unfortunate situations occur, please do not broadcast that information. The insurance industry makes it a habit of looking at your social media page. They want to evaluate how you are doing as far as your recovery is concerned. And if you are broadcasting that information through TikTok or Facebook, I think it just gives them carte blanche to analyze how you are progressing in your recovery. So we always instruct our clients, the moment you engage Paczynski and Smith lawyers, we ask you not to publicize any of your information. It is attorney-client, and it's private between us. And so that's important, Lana, that they not expose the fine nuances of their case to the general public, because the insurance company and its investigators are looking at it just like everyone else.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Well, Attorney Smith, you got us. I mean, big time. What messages would you message would you like to leave the listeners before we wrap it up?
I would love to direct all of the listeners to take a look at our website, lawcowboys.com, and give us a call, 405-500-4000. I repeat, 405-500-4000. We seek to bring justice to our clients, and we're your attorneys, Paczynski and Smith Personal Injury Lawyers, the Oklahoma Law Cowboys.
Attorney Smith, man, I'm glad you said that number. I got you on speed dial, brother, because they're going to start calling.
That's what we want. I'll keep you in mind, Terry, when we need someone to sing for us.
Don't do
we
that.
Sweet Cherry are coming by. Oh, yeah. I love it. I identify with it. You can tell.
There you go. All right. We appreciate you.
All right. Thank you so much for your time.
All right. Take care. All right. I'm going to be singing at the Christmas party.
I hope not.
Rent me out.
Rent you out.
Exactly.